Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you His peace. This is Father Stosh Daly on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. As we draw to a close this hour, and yet we are on the first day of a new month, I invite you to join me in considering and in giving gratitude to Almighty God for the great blessing of all of the different consecrated religious in our diocese and in our region who serve the Lord, and by their loving service to the Lord the Most High, Jesus the Christ, they give all of us a witness of hope. We are very blessed in our area to have so many different congregations of religious priests, brothers, sisters. We have the gift of having sisters who are cloistered nuns and sisters who work in the apostolic field of ministry. As we enter into this new month, we are given an opportunity to take stock of all of the great blessings and gifts the Lord bestows upon us, not only as individuals, but also in our families, in our parishes, in the local church here at the Diocese of Columbus, and in our region of the Midwest. St. Gabriel Radio is ever indebted to the many prayers and sacrifices offered up for the success of our effort to bring glory to God, and those sacrifices and prayers that are offered up in a particular and special way by our consecrated religious. Today, we consider the beautiful example of holiness of someone like St. Anthony of Padua or St. Dominic de Guzman. St. Anthony of Padua, of course, is the great wonder worker from the Franciscan order, and St. Dominic is the great and beautiful and eloquent preacher and teacher who founded the Order of Friars Preachers, the Dominicans. They bear their nickname after him, St. Dominic. When we consider the lives of holiness like someone like St. Dominic or St. Anthony, we are, of course, caught up by the great mystery of love that is lived out by those who are consecrated religious. Oftentimes, we are so busy living our days that we are not always able to take full stock or take full note of the many men and women who serve the Lord as consecrated religious in our presence. We don't always have the privileged opportunity to see these priests and brothers and sisters at work in their areas of ministry, in their areas of apostolic need. Sometimes we don't even know just how many different communities there are. Perhaps did you know we have so many communities and congregations in our area? Of course, many of our listeners would not be too foreign to the idea of making confession or First Friday devotions at St. Patrick's Church, where the Dominican friars serve. These priests and brothers are the spiritual sons of St. Dominic. Or perhaps you are familiar with the Missionaries of the Precious Blood. These priests and brothers serve at St. James the Less in Columbus. Or maybe we can consider the Paulists, who serve at the Newman Center at Ohio State University. Or the Missionary Servants of the Word. These priests, who are first and foremost missionaries, they serve as St. Stephen the Martyr. And then we have the many different and many heroic congregations of consecrated religious women. We have the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, who are a teaching congregation at St. Michael's School in Worthington, or the Dominican Sisters of Peace on the east side of Columbus by the airport. These sisters trace their roots all the way back to the founding of Dominican Sisters in the United States of America. We also have the Dominican Sisters of the Immaculate Conception, whose convent is also on the east side of Columbus. Then we have a many, many different communities of Franciscan sisters who minister and work, live and pray here in central Ohio. We have the Franciscan Sisters of Penance and Christian Charity from Stella Niagara, the Franciscan Sisters from Rochester, the Franciscan Sisters from Joliet, the Franciscan Sisters of the Immaculate Heart, who, being from India originally, have several convents here in the Midwest, in Indiana, as well as here in Ohio, in Chillicothe at St. Peter and Chains, and at St. Aloysius on the west side of Columbus. We also have congregations of sisters who perhaps have a somewhat of a hidden apostolate, like the Carmelite Sisters for the Aged and Infirm, who run the Villas of St. Therese and Mother Angeline McCrory Manor, or the Little Servant Sisters of the Immaculate Conception, who run St. John Paul II Preschool. We have sisters who work among the poor, like the Sister Servants of the Most Sacred Heart, or once again, the Little Servant Sisters of the Immaculate Conception. We have the sisters who have made to the Lord a holy offering of their whole lives, like the Dominican nuns of the Perpetual Rosary, who have been recently granted permission by the Holy See, the Vatican, to establish a monastery here in the Diocese of Columbus. These sisters are cloistered, meaning they live apart from the world, praying for the world all day and all night, while keeping an ever-present, vigilant present before the Lord, praying the rosary on our behalf, adoring the Lord in the Holy Eucharist. We've also had the presence of the Sisters of Mary, Morning Star, who, in their life of contemplative prayer, seek to glorify the Lord through adoration and constant study and consideration given to divine wisdom in their readings. We also have the Children of Mary sisters, who, through their life of adoration and work, sing the praises of the Lord and give a beautiful witness to hope and joy in the midst of the world. Regardless of the congregation, the order, or the community, all of the consecrated religious priests, brothers and sisters, give us all a visible living sign of hope and joy in this present moment by pointing us towards heaven, giving us an opportunity to consider how we are all called and invited to live forever before the Lord in heaven. Their life of consecration teaches us now on earth how to prepare for a life that will be totally consecrated to the Lord in heaven. So as we begin this month, we have an opportunity to offer up a prayer of thanksgiving, a prayer of praise on behalf of all of the religious who serve in our presence, pray on our behalf, and by their very lives, give us a witness to hope. We are also given an opportunity to pray for vocations, to pray for the many, many young men and young women whom the Lord has called to be consecrated in the here and now, so as to show all of us how we will live there and then in heaven. If we have children, if we have grandchildren, if we have neighbors who are children, may we offer up a prayer for their benefit, that they may know the voice of the Lord, listen to the voice of the Lord, and then respond to His grace to follow Him in the vocation He has laid out for them. Let us recall that our vocations are given to us in baptism. And so as we consider what the Lord is asking of us, ultimately, we are going back to that baptismal moment, that moment of baptismal grace, when we received everlasting life. May we be faithful to that life, faithful to that call, faithful to that vocation. May we offer up a beautiful prayer to the Lord Jesus, who is truly present among us in the Holy Eucharist. And inspired by the fidelity and the joy and the perseverance of His Mother, Our Lady, she who is our Mother and Queen, may we offer up to the Lord Jesus Christ through the prayers of the Blessed Virgin Mary all of our dear young people today. May they be preserved in God's grace, preserved in their holy innocence, and kept alive with a kind of hunger and thirst for the Lord, that they will let nothing stand in the way of pursuing Jesus. And in our own lives as well, may we be inspired by the lives of the priests and sisters around us, so that we may strive to have holy marriages, sincere and authentic paths of discipleship, that we may enter into the Word of God through frequent and daily reading of sacred scripture, that we may offer up our prayers in the Holy Rosary every day for the sanctification of the Church, that we may consider the endless mercy God has for us in praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet, that we may understand that we were not made to be slaves, but we were made to be free, and so make use of the sacrament of confession, that we may be liberated from the chains and slavery of sin and set free so as to be children of God, sons and daughters of God our Father, brothers and sisters of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we may be those who are truly protagonists in history because we were agents of reform, but reform of holiness. We brought holiness to the world because we accepted nothing less than the Lord Himself. So great is the opportunity before us when we allow ourselves to be inspired by those who pursue Jesus with every moment of their lives, those who are the consecrated religious of today, those who are inspiring us to be the saints of this present moment. We consider all of those whom we perhaps know, who have instructed us in the ways of the Lord, who have made clear the meaning of sacred scripture, who have pointed out the beauty of a mystery of the rosary, who have reminded us to return to Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, those who have invited us to consider the powerful presence of the saints in our lives, those who are our brothers and sisters in heaven. We give thanks and praise for their prayers, for their lives of sacrifice, not considering what they have given up, but teaching us how we are called to give ourselves back to the Lord. When we consider the consecrated religious, the priest brothers and sisters, let us not think of their lives of sacrifice in a sense of what they give up or what they go without, but let us rather see their lives of sacrifice as a teaching, as a way in which we are called to give back to the Lord. We are called to make of our lives a holy sacrifice. And today we give thanks and praise for all of the sisters, for all of the priests and brothers who are consecrated religious in our presence. We entrust them to the Lord and to His mercy. And we give thanks and praise to Almighty God for all of the ways they have taught us how to be one with the Lord. As we consider all that is before us, let us remember, as members of the church, we are members of God's family. May the Lord give you His peace.